welcome back to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chaz.
I surprised we still have a show.
So am I. Where the hell have you been?
It's just been, you know, still adjusting. In the last few months, just been a lot of bullshit.
I'm not letting you off that easy. Like, you told me, let's start right at the beginning.
Okay.
It's going to be like 3 episodes of this crap, so let's just get this done. You moved out to wherever the fuck you lived.
Northern California, yeah. I moved to Northern California about 7 months ago. Staying at my mom's at the moment.
And you said I need about a month, and then we'll record again. It's been 7 months since you recorded? Has it been that long?
I think it's been a few months, because I recorded things for like your main movie one, Extra Features Podcast.
Yeah, you haven't done your stuff like that.
Yeah, we haven't done my show for a while, which is kind of weird.
It's our fault. I've tried to get you on this show.
Oh, yeah. No. It's hard to do it in a one-bedroom apartment with a roommate, my mom. And it's like a lot of neighbors. They're banging around. So it's kind of really hard to, like, record. And then I keep getting sick. So that's another thing. So I'm almost like, but I finally get to see specialists eventually. So I have to schedule all those. But, yeah, no, it's just like,
hold on.
Go ahead.
We were supposed to record the first week of the job you had.
Oh, that was in April?
It is now June. So 3 months ago, we discussed recording. So we're going back.
Okay.
So I want to discuss this job. We're going to start right at the beginning.
Okay, so the April job. Okay.
What happened with the April job? You went one shift, maybe a week?
No, about 3 weeks. I did about 3 weeks. It was too good to be true. I knew right away because I hired my right on the spot. You're like, oh, yeah. Well, not right on the spot, but like I left and they called me like half an hour later and offered me a job. But you're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a part-time job. You'll be working 20 hours a week. And then you're going to be only working the cashier position. I was like, all right, cashiers, answering phones, working apps, all that fun jazz. I'm like, all right, cool. If that's minimum wage, I could do that. And it's going to be only Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I was just like, okay, 5-6 hours a day for those 3 days. Okay, cool. 5, 10, 15. So it balanced out to 20 hours. So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. First week, they were supposed to train me. They didn't call me in for training. So I was like, all right, cool. Still got paid. I'm like, all right, cool. No, I got paid for training and I haven't done it yet. Cool. And then I get there and start the second week. And they're like, oh, by the way, you're also going to be busing and hosting. And I'm like, whoa. I didn't agree to that at all. That's like doing 3 people's jobs. And I was like, okay, I kind of look past. I was like, all right, fuck it, whatever. And then towards the end of that week, this lady keeps micromanaging me the whole time where you also have to put all the dishes and stuff for the servers and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's normal. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. I'm not going to bitch and moan about that. Cutting pie slices or something for to-go orders. Fine, cool, whatever. And then this chick started like, micromanaging, like, you just can't stand here. She was just a supervisor. She's not even a boss or my trainer. And she was like, you can't stand here. Help us bust the tables. So I'm busting the tables. And then I did that for like about 10 minutes and go back to my thing. And I miss hella orders on the apps. And like, oh, things have been put in for the apps and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, bitch, because I'm helping you fucking bust the tables when it's not my job. I didn't agree to this. So I was getting all nagged at that. And I was just like, okay, that second week, I was like, I'm getting tired of it. I was like, okay, I could just see this job not lasting that long. I could just feel it. It was just a vibe. And then all of a sudden, like week 3 started, they're like, oh, by the way, you need to get your food handler card and your alcohol serving license. I was like, what? I didn't sign up to be a server either. So why am I need to get that? And usually companies pay you on their thing, but they're wanting me off the clock, me to pay for it so I can have it and give it to them. And I'm like, nah. And then it was just like, and it was already getting to the deadline where it's just like, well, if you don't get it 10 days, we're going to fire you. And I'm like, oh, we could hire you for 30 days before, but if you don't get it, we could let you go. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. I'm like thinking I'm stressing. I'm like, okay, how am I going to pay off for all this shit and stuff? I was getting paid and everything. And then that following day, this is week 3. This following day, they go, oh, yeah, we just hired a new supervisor. All the supervisors, they take advantage of. They're serving, hosting, cooking. Like, dude, like, I was sitting there. I was like, what? And they're only making like $2 more than me. And I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous. And you're like, oh, by the way, we won't be able to give you 20 hours a week no more. It's only going to be 12 hours a week because we want to keep this supervisor. And I'm like, this is going to cost me more in gas coming here at the time because I was borrowing my mom at the car at the time. And I was like, so it's going to cost me more spending money for gas and going there to work, making no money. And I was like, this isn't going to happen. I was like, you know what? I might just go and do some stand-up comedy or something. Like, at least I know I get paid because I had some buddies at the time because this was before the writer's strike. So they're like, hey, let's do like a comedy tour. You could be an opener chat or something. Like, I had people who were like LA people I knew that were telling me this. And I was like, all right, that might be fun. I'm like, get me some out of there. And then this is before the writer's strike. And then I was like, you know what? Deuces, guys. Peace out. And I was just like, okay, cool, whatever. I ditched a job. And then I was like, and then the writer's strike happened. And that's the reason why the comedians were hitting me up. Like, hey, do this. And then a lot of comedians, they don't know how to fucking book and do shit and plan shit. And I was just like, okay. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I was just like, oh, okay, fine. I already had three failed projects. Like earlier this year, I was supposed to do projects that I signed on to like November, December of last year. And what was it? Like one of the projects fell through financially. I was just like, okay, that shit happens. The other two, the people totally ghosted me, recast without telling me and try to make it after doing that. And I was like, really? I'm like, that's fucking, you know, like, yeah, these are low budget projects, but whatever. And I was like, a lot of people in LA were like ghosting me, deleting me from like Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that. Not my closer like collaborators and stuff, but people I've worked with in the past, like the people from the Goon movie, stuff like that. They're all like deleting me and stuff. And I was like, okay, you know what? Fuck this. So I'm like, don't add me on social media just because I was working on a project with you guys. And I was just like, I haven't kept in touch with any of them. I was just like, sit down. I was like, eh, kind of being outside of LA, kind of opened my eyes to things like, oh, these people all had agendas and ulterior motives. They don't know what they're doing. Like, I know I'm going to be successful in this career and I'm going to make my own projects. I just have to get through all the adjusting into Northern California. Cause like my job right now, or my goal, I should say, is get a job, get enough to buy a car, like at least a used car, find a better job. And then I'm hoping to move to Sacramento in 2024. Like that's the goal. Cause it's still a city, but it's not super busy and it's not as ghetto right now as like San Francisco and stuff like that. So it's just like, that's the goal. But that's what happened with that job.
Okay. So that was what, 3 months ago?
April. So May, June, about 2.5 maybe.
So why haven't you found another job?
You see, that's what's ridiculous is that I've been applying to a bunch of jobs and actually been getting hella job interviews, and it's not suck at job interviews. I'm really good at job interviews. Like, I get jobs like this. So I interviewed for one I thought I was going to get because it's like, oh, okay, you know, and didn't end up getting. And I was sitting there and I was telling my friend, I was just like, okay, there's two things I see that are happening. One, a lot of the jobs say that they're hiring, but already have someone like nepotism. They're like, oh, we're going to hire so-and-so's brother because we know them. And legally, we can't just hire them on the spot without promoting it type thing. Also, because of the whole COVID pandemic loans and stuff, if you're consistently hiring and looking to hire, you don't have to pay back your loans, which is ironic because all the corporations applied for them, beating up small businesses, making small businesses closed. And the corporations got it because they had the lawyers and stuff, got the loans, and then they keep look like they're hiring when they're not, and they're laying people off, and then rehire them under a different job title, which is like two or three people's jobs for a smaller price. So that's why it looks like the America economy is so booming. Like, oh, these new jobs at it. No, it's because they fucking laid them off. And it's like, well, you want this job back? We're going to have to lay you off, but you're going to have to, because they're trying to do it with my mom's job. They're trying to do it with my friend's job, where it's basically like make you do it, but then you're doing two people's jobs for minimum wage. And it's just like, it's ridiculous. So yeah, it was like, I was kind of disappointed with that. And then also because when I go to these interviews, I'm 38. Like they see me like, oh, this person's an adult looking for something. We're not going to be able to take advantage of him because he knows what's what. So they rather hire a 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid and just take advantage of him, or hiring a single mom who has a bunch of accountability or responsibilities. Like, well, if you want to feed your kids, here's the job. What are you going to do? Quit, huh? You're going to quit and starve and have your child living on the street. So they play that thing where just where I'm just like, I just kind of look at it and it's like, capitalism was never built for inclusiveness and stuff like that. Where I just sit down, and I start laughing. Where I like, interesting. And I've never been a big fan of corporations, anyways. So it's just like I just shake my head, like, wow, it's just ridiculous. But yeah, it was just like, because what was it? The pizza place. I want to say, fuck them. Roundtable. I didn't get the job. I have the skill sets to do it. Roundtable is sort of like Pizza Hut, but it's for Northern California. And then they still have the now hiring poster out there for the same job. And I'm like, really? Okay. And then this shit company job I apply for, which I'm going to – I don't fucking care if they do it. Applebee's. I was originally going for the car side server where people sit in the car and you basically get the order and stuff. It's curbside like server, and it's like it's like whatever. They want them to be all hip and like, hey, come to Applebee's. We're gonna let car server. But so I interviewed for that, and the key holder, which is like a supervisor, like close to be a manager, she liked me and she moved me on to the next person. Did the next interview. I had three interviews and I didn't even get to the general manager who does the main hiring. And they didn't like they never called me back. They never called me back. And like yesterday I was looking through Indeed.com, Indeed, and trying to find a job. And if Indeed wants to sponsor Chad, sponsor us, Indeed.com. But we're like nodding, like, yes, please. We want some money. So it's just they were looking like was it 3 months later? Same position they're looking for. They're looking for the same person for that position. And I'm like, okay, either they're really retarded, lack of a better word. I know I'll probably get canceled.
No,
that,
I think you
whatever.
Didn't use that word. Nuts. You're not describing a person.
It was really stupid. And I was just like that. And I was telling my friend about it too. And she was just like, wow. She's like, you're sure you're not coming off as like aggressive or something? And I was just like, no. It's like, are you using big words that they don't understand? And I'm like, I know I'm intelligent and articulate, but I'm not talking to toddlers. Hi, can I work here at Applebee's? I do good job. I put in bag and take the car. I'm like, what? It's like anyone can do this. But I was telling her, I was like, you know what? I don't know if it sounds sexist, but the whole management team are women. And I'm sorry, if you have like all women managers, it's going to be a shit show. If it's all male managers, it's going to be a I always say you should have a mix of both genders. So you have some kind of diversity and not full of idiots like this thing. And it was just I was just like, wow. So I saw that and I was just like, I sit down, I look at all these different things. And then I applied to everything. I have very limited reach because I don't have a car. Things are too spread out here. So I live in Fairfield and people are like, oh, go to Vacaville. Like, yeah, these things are close, but or work in American Canyon, work in Vallejo. I'm like, I can't drive to it. I'm like, what? I don't have a job right now and no money. I'm already like a month behind on all my other bills, which I'm like, okay, like all my savings is gone. So I like that. And I still need money to fix a cracked tooth, which I got the other day. So I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, and people are like, oh, but Chad, don't this lift. And I'm like, it's going to be, once again, spending more money to get to a job and not making up. It's like, basically, I'm working to pay for lift. I'm like, what's the point of that? And that was the thing. I was even having a discussion with my mom about, because like someone mentioned, like, oh, why don't you work in San Francisco or work in Sacramento? Where I live straight in the center of it. Back in the day, it only will take 35, 40 minutes to get to San Francisco, 30 minutes to Sacramento. Because we only have one freeway, it now takes an hour and a half to get to San Francisco. Oh, it should only take 30 minutes. And then Sacramento is taking like an hour to hour 15, what should have been 25, 30 minutes. So I'm just sitting there, once again, even with a car, you're sitting in traffic the whole time. So I'm like, it's just California in general. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, that's the way, well, I was like, okay, I'm just going to want to live in Sacramento where I could walk somewhere and then get a car or whatever. So,
but how are you going to get there? You have no savings, which you've told us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and you have no job prospects at this present second that I know of.
Well, I have a couple of job interviews next week, but I'm just like, I'm not holding my breath. But I'm like, whatever.
Here's my thing. What's the plan going forward?
Either hopefully I have a fourth heart attack, fingers crossed, and that just takes me out of the bucket.
Well, that's the end of the show. For perfect people, we're done.
I'd be like, ha ha, creditors can't get me now, motherfuckers. Or I just like, but like right now, I'm just like, yeah, it's like a day by day kind of thing where I'm like, I'm turning my coins in. Like I have like a big thing of coins. I'm just like, okay, my bestie's gonna pick me up tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, that's gonna pay some of the bills because I know I have a good maybe couple hundred bucks in there. I'd rather pay my bills. I know I should pick my tooth, but it's just like, I just take that shot.
Let's back this up. Are you not a writer?
I'm a writer, but everything's on strike, bro.
Before everything was on strike, did you sell anything before things were on strike?
Oh, yeah. I was selling jokes and stuff to comedians.
Okay, I'm asking.
Yeah.
I do that shit.
Yeah, I was. Okay. Sadly, yes. Now I can't do shit. I technically still could sell stuff to comedians, but it's just like, that's how I pay my cell phone bill one month, where I was just like, I sold a couple of dick and fart jokes to some comedians I know for like 20 bucks a pop. So it's just like, okay, Cash App. I also would like, I'm also was babysitting my friend's kids. And I'm also, when he gets back from summer vacation, going to school, I might do some tutoring on the side for them too, because I'm actually really good at English. So I'll be tutoring kids, like elementary kids and stuff, like middle school kids, where it's just like tutoring.
Should you put that out now, saying you're available for summer help for kids that are...
Yeah, my friend's already helping. Yeah, my friend's already out there trying to help me because she knows I'm fucking losing my mind. So either that, I'm gonna put a blonde wig. It's like sucking dick the whole time. So I'm like, even that, I'm like,
you're 30, probably gonna get $5. Does anybody want you anymore?
I know, right?
Like, but your 20s are over.
But this is a good mouth. This is a grade A1 sauce mouth here, guys.
I'll have to trust you on that one. I'm not really gonna hire you. So.
I don't know.
I guess we should ask, since you're at your mom's house, which you've told us. Mm-hmm. How does your mom feel about all this?
Well, she really can't say much. Like, she feels guilty because I came up to help her. Because, like, that's the thing. What's going to help her, not financially, but, like, she has some health issues and stuff. And I was going to come up here, and I gave up a lot of stuff in L.A. to come up here. Like, I wasn't doing super great in L.A. I mean, I was living. I had a part-time job. I could pay my bills, pay my rent, still make movies and stuff. But it was – so I was just like, you know, try to be a good son, you know, whatever, and try to, like, not be, like, a shit son or something. And I was just like, okay, you know, but certain things they're not taking serious about their health and financial issues here, where I'm just like, I was like, things I'll tell you off air, but I can't tell you on here because I don't know who listens. But yeah, it's just like, it's getting kind of redundant. It's like repetitive, where I was like, oh, I saw this shit in my late teens and my 20s. That's why I left in my 20s to be on my own and do my own shit, because both my parents suck with money and issues like that. So I'm like, okay. But yeah, it's getting to the point where I was just like, you know, I have July, August, September, October, about 6 months left of the year. So I'm just trying to get by and whatnot and see what happens. Like, I'm still writing stuff, but nothing on sale. So we'll see. Kind of restructuring my whole career trajectory right now. That's where I'm at.
So I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to save my next question for our next episode because that'll be a long discussion. So what is your plan? Like, literally, you have no money other than this change. You're trying to find tutorship. Like, what are you going to do if nothing resolves itself in 2 months?
I don't know. If something's going to pan out, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just kind of going day by day kind of thing. Like, it's nothing new to me. I grew up poor, so I'm like, figure it out. But it's just like, you only do so much. So.
Well, I'm just saying, we all thought you were moving from LA to here to a fresh start. Mm-hmm. And it's not happened. So how does it feel then?
It is what it is. Like, that's the thing too, where just like, even though if I was living in LA, my old place has a situation going on down there right now where I'm like, it's a catch 22. And because I talked to one of my old roommates down there, because I was thinking like, you know what? It's not working here. I've been here for almost 7 months. I might just go back to LA because I have the room available down in LA. I'll go there, and my old job down there said, we'll hire you back. So I'm like, they like me down there. So I'm like, okay, I could do that. Like, I called them back and like, yeah, well, we can hire you whenever if you want to move down back here then. And they're like, we wouldn't want you, like, we personally wouldn't want you to move back down here because LA is getting worse. It's like, LA is just like it's overpriced, expensive. Even having a job, you might have to have 3 jobs to fucking live down here. Like, that's how bad it is. So I was just like, pretty much true, which is just, that's anywhere in California. But here's a little more livable and less like everyone on top of you and less hustle and bustle. It's kind of slower pace. But I was calling one of my roommates and I find out that the Filipino guy, they're getting evicted. So I'm like, I was like, oh shit, okay. Because they had a new manager come in, I guess. And they looked at the apartment and they're like, oh, this is fire hazard. And you're legally subleasing, which I'm like, because they had a corporate person coming in and they're like, oh, you're illegally subleasing and that is illegal. Here's your 30-day notice. Get the fuck out of here. So I was just like, oh, snap. I was like, okay. And I kind of had a gut feeling that was going to go that route with all the management change because they were doing a lot of things off the book and they're getting a lot of trouble and stuff now. And especially like housing and stuff in LA because there's a lot of shady people and slumlords out there. So yeah, so they're out on their ass too. So I'm sitting there, I was just like, oh. So even if I didn't move here, I would have probably been in a similar situation. So it's kind of lesser of two evils right now. It's like, okay, yeah, I'll get kicked out and I have a part-time job, but it's not enough to even pay for a room. Like even when I was before I moved up here, I was looking at other places to live. And even with the job and hours I had, a cheapest room was $1,000 for a bedroom. $1,000, that's a month. That's the thing. But that's not including first and last month, part of a social like a security deposit, and also the utilities. So it's just like, okay, so it's not all, but like you're paying $3,000 and then trusting that what they're doing before and not trying to like take your money and then they're like, oh, by the way, we're evicted. Good luck finding a new place. And you just wasted $3,000 because there are places like that. That's what they're doing where you will pay $2,000-$3,000 and people are like, oh, you know what? We're actually out of our lease. So good luck finding a new place and you're $2,000 to $3,000 out of the thing. So, but yeah, that's the situation with that too. So I was just like, so kind of like 2023, it was going to be a shit show year anyways, where it's just like, okay, lesser of two evils, supposedly. So that was the situation. And I'm like, I'm kind of glad I'm not down there for that situation. And here, just like, there's some things up here that I'm not too thrilled with, but I have enough friends and family where if I have something bad happens, I could crash at my friend's house. So I could do that, or I could like stay in a garage or something like that, where I'm just like, I'm not. I even have some family here that I do talk to, even though I deleted them all off Facebook and stuff, where I just don't want people on my Facebook no more, where I'm just like, well, whatever. But yeah, so that's where I'm at for right now. And this is June, so June 2023. So it's been an interesting year, but what you could do. Okay. There are people always worse off than me, so.
You're done. Goodbye. So, If you enjoyed the show, please review it on iTunes. Also, you can find Chad on YouTube. And also, if you'd like to make a donation to the Chad Show, it's extra features at Gmail on PayPal. Thank you. Have a great night.